Way back when I was in school, our classes sometimes had pen pals. That was the case for this school in Danville, Iowa. What began as a simple exercise in connecting with students on another continent turned into a story that impacted the entire world. The story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This story begins with something many classrooms across the country still do.
Well, a teacher, Miss Bertie Matthews, started an international correspondence exchange in 1939 and had her students write to kids all over the world to try to start a pen pal exchange.
As Janet Hessler in Danville, Iowa explains, that elementary school teacher, Ms. Bertie Matthews, was very well-traveled for someone of the era.
We have newspaper articles of her traveling to Europe in 1914. She studied a lot over the summer at Columbia University, so she was very well-traveled.
And she wanted to pass that love of faraway places onto her class. A perfect way to do so would be to have pen pals from other countries who might exchange letters and postcards. One of the students in her class got the name of a pen pal who would later become well-known to the world.
Juanita Wagner got the name of Anne Frank.
Soon, Anne wrote back to Juanita, a student here in the small school in Danville, Iowa.
The letter was written April 29, 1940, talking about what life was like in Amsterdam, what they did. The letter was written in English. Otto read it to the girls in English. The girls wrote what they wanted to say in Dutch. He translated their Dutch to English, and then they copied his English.
Otto was Anne Frank's father, who helped his two girls, Anne and Margot, with their letter to the class in Danville. He had studied in New York and was fluent in English. That letter arrived on the eve of the Second World War.
The Nazis invaded May 10th, 1940, so that was the only letter that Danville got.
But that letter and this story have a much bigger life than one moment in time. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Danville, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.